Zuckerberg's agent admission, a more powerful codex, and an AI tutor that rivals one-on-one instruction. In an interview covered by Reuters and generating 431 Hacker News comments, Meta chief executive Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged that AI agent development at the company is proceeding more slowly than he expected. The admission is notable both for its candor. Public timeline slippage from a major AI lab CEO is rare, and for what it implies about an industry-wide constraint. 6 months ago, multiple executives at Google, Microsoft, Meta, and several frontier startups described autonomous multi-step agents as months from widespread deployment. Production reality has been considerably messier. The dominant technical explanation in the HN thread is that current transformer architectures excel at pattern matching on training data, but struggle with causal reasoning under genuine uncertainty. Situations requiring an agent to understand what will happen given a novel configuration of constraints, not merely what typically happens next. Failure modes in real environments are not graceful. Because the same architectural ceiling faces every major lab, commenters noted this is a fundamental research problem rather than a Meta-specific execution shortfall. Against that backdrop, OpenAI's integration of GPT-5.6 Sol Ultra, its latest model in what has become a granular versioning scheme, into the Codex coding assistant platform attracted 309 points and 256 comments. Sourced from a tweet by researcher Theo Sotio, the news divided the community. Practitioners using Codex in production workflows reported that successive model upgrades have genuinely expanded what they can delegate, from code completion to architectural decisions and debugging. Skeptics argued that model capability is not the binding constraint, pointing instead to how poorly any model understands a specific codebase's conventions and context. A controlled study titled "Does Code Cleanliness Affect Coding Agents?" offered empirical grounding for that context debate. Using matched pairs of functionally identical code differing only in readability, the researchers found that agents working on clean code were more accurate, required fewer correction iterations, and produced better integrated outputs than when working on messy but equivalent code. The practical implication, debated across 76 comments, is that technical debt now carries a measurable AI performance cost, a framing that may make refactoring easier to justify to business stakeholders. The most striking AI result of the day came from a study by researchers at Dartmouth and Utrecht University, scoring 167 points and 103 comments. Deployed in an actual university course rather than a laboratory simulation, an AI tutor produced learning gains of between 0.71 and 1.30 standard deviations compared to control groups. Education researchers classify a 0.4 standard deviation effect as meaningful and 0.6 as large. Human one-on-one tutoring, the historical gold standard, typically achieves 0.6 to 0.8. The tutor operated through Socratic dialogue, posing guiding questions rather than supplying direct answers, aligning with constructivist learning theory. HN commenters flagged legitimate methodological cautions: single-course studies, selection effects, observer behavior, but noted that even a fraction of the effect size, if replicated at scale, would carry substantial educational implications.